Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer HaKadosh Orot HaTshuva Shel Maran HaRav. Anachnu b'Perek Yud, b'Piska Rishona, Torah and Shuva need each other. Machlokas Rishonim. What's pshat in the pasuk? Ki haMitzvah hazos asher anochi mitzavchem lo nefleisim uchov lo rechoykei. We're talking about the mitzvah of tshuva. It's the Ramban, the Perusho al Atar. Or are we talking about Kol HaTorah Kula? The Ramban Mehilchos Tamei Torah, Perikim Halacha Ches. Tshuva and Torah need each other. Torah is the recognition of how to bring the Metzias to its shleimus. And Tshuva is the ethical process through which Torah is brought to fruition. One cannot do perfect tshuva without Torah. We see in Shemoneh Esrei, Gemara Megillah 17b, why is tshuva after Bina? He says, Ulevavo yavin v'shava rafalai. In other words, first you have to have Bina, atuchayne ledam das, v'lamed lenu ish Bina. You have to have Havana of Torah, of how to bring the Metzias to its Shleimus, and then you do Tshuva. You have to first understand the theory, and then you can get into the practice. Magam, that the Bracha of Tshuva starts with Hashiveinu Avinu L'Tzar HaSecha, Baruch Atah Hashem Erotzev Tshuva. So Torah and Tshuva really go together. And the reason is because of the achdut hamachshava veharatzon, the unity of thought and will. And this is what the Rav writes in Orot HaKodesh, Chelek Bet, page 430. Ahitamkut hamachshava v'agdalata hi ve'atzma hagdalat haratzon. Ve'hagdalat haratzon hi hagdalat hamachshava. That deepening one's machshava and amplifying it is itself the amplification of one's will, of one's ratzon. And the amplification of one's ratzon is the amplification of one's machshava. They work together, one's ideas, one's philosophy, one's theory, and one's will, one's desire to do good if he's understanding what good is and why it's good. The higher the tshuva, the higher the Torah. You need a higher Torah, like that Rav writes in Orot HaTorah, in Perek Vav, Piska Bet, V'erch Behirut HaTshuva Shelefnei Alimud, Tigdal Behirut HaHavana Shel Alimud. According to the clarity of the tshuva that precedes the learning, that will increase the clarity of the understanding of the learning. Sechel Mitromem, Al Pi Yesod Yetromemut HaRatzon. The intellect is elevated based on the foundation of the elevation of the will. And it's clarified according to the measure of the clarification of one's will. As we talk about will, we talk about the will to do good, we're talking about tshuva. So it's mashma that the higher the Torah, the higher the tshuva. The higher the tshuva, the higher the Torah, because it says, the clarity according to the clarity of the tshuva that precedes the learning, you'll have more clarity in your learning, because the intellect is elevated. Based on the foundation of the elevation of the Ratzon and the clarity of the Ratzon. So the higher the Ratzon, the higher the Seichel, the higher the Torah, the higher the Torah, the higher the Ratzon. And he has other shtiklach like that there in Orot HaTorah. We've had shiurim in Orot HaTorah. You can listen and enjoy the lights. It says in the Midrash, Hatshuva Shniya hi LaTorah. It's in Bamidbar Rabbah, Beis Yud. Tshuva comes after Torah. Because the Torah establishes the purpose for which the reality is striving for towards. And Tshuva is the means to reach this purpose. There is a tshuva that doesn't come necessarily from the Torah, and that's tshuvat tiv'it ve'amonit that we spoke about in the first parak. The idea of tshuvat tiv'it being just getting your health together in order that you should be able to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But here the Rav is talking about the Tshuva Me'av, the Tshuva Yona, Tshuva Sichlis. And that's going to come from the Torah. So let's see. First we'll read the Shtikl and then we'll explain. Tshuva Shlema, Be'emet Tzricha Hi L'Estaklut Al Yona, L'Hedalut V'Ikar HaOlam HaMalei Emet V'Kodesh, V'Zei Efshar Kim Al Yidei Esek, Ma'amakei HaTorah HaChokhmah Elohit Berazei Olam. Amram Tzichim Lezeh L'Nikayam Gufani L'Tara Midatit B'Tor Ozrim Shelo Ya'ivu Ananei HaTa'ava Et HaZohar HaSichli Aval Reishit B'Chol HaHofa'ot Mukhrachat Lavo HaTorah V'Davka HaTorah Elyonah Sh'rak Hi Meshaberet Et Kol HaMechitzot HaBerzel Sh'Bein HaAdam HaYechid V'HaTzibur L'Bein Aviham Sh'Bashamayim. התשובה באה מתוך חשבון סבור של עולם ברור, והיא מבררת בעצמה ומצללת בכוחת העולם. תשובה שלמה, complete תשובה through which a person is complete with himself and with his kochos, באמת צריכה להסתכלות, it requires a viewing, a thought, אל יונה. More elevated thought. In other words, to learn Sisrei Torah. Lehetalut, for the elevation, for the practical elevation, the Kar HaOlam HaMalei Emet V'Kodesh, for the preciousness of the world that's filled with truth and light and holiness. And so how are you going to get to this place of Hisalus, the Kar HaOlam HaMalei Emet V'Kodesh? Zei Efshar Kim Al Yidei Esek Ma'amakei HaTorah V'Chokhmah Elokit Berazei Olam. It's only possible if you're studying the depths of godly wisdom and the secrets of the world, Sisrei Torah. When a person is studying Sisrei Torah, only then can you do Tshuva Shleima. This Tshuva Elyona. אמנם צריכים לזה לניקיון גופני in order to be עוסק in מעמקי התורה בחוכמה אלוקית ברזי העולם. To learn the secrets of Torah, one needs to have bodily cleanliness, לטהרה מידתית, pure midas, בתור עוזרים, as helpers, שלא יעיבו ענני התאווה את הזוהר השכלי. so that the clouds of taiva don't block the shining intellect. In other words, in order to do tshuva shleima, you have to be oisek in ma'amakei ha'torah v'chochma elokeit b'chazei olam and sisrei torah. In order to do that, in order to be oisek in ma'amakei ha'torah v'chochma elokeit olam, you have to do tshuva shleima. And you have to make sure that you're physically clean, and that you have good midas, you're not immersed in taivas, because that stops the seichel from seeing clearly. The Rav writes that kol hachshecha musarit yivatzmach shecha sichlit. When somebody is not being moral or ethical, that is a darkening of his intellect. They go together. Because, like the Rambam writes in the Shemona Prakim, Nefesh Adam Achati, a person's soul is all one, so his taibis can be meiv on the seichel, can block the proper intellectual perception. The beginning of all revelations has to start with Torah. V'davka Torah Elyona Shirak Hi In other words, in order to get to tshuva, you have to learn a lot. Dafka Torah Elyona, and Dafka the elevated Torah, the high Torah, the Sisrei Torah, the secrets of Torah. שרק היא משברת את כל המחיצות, את כל מחיצות הברזל, that only that, the Sisrei Torah, breaks all of the walls of iron that are between man, individual man, and communal man, and Avim Shabashamayim, their Father in Heaven. התשובה באה מתוך חשבון סלול של עולם ברור. תשובה comes from a true understanding, a deep understanding of what the world is, what the content of the world is, and what the nature of the world is. והיא מבררת בעצמה ומצללת בכוחה את העולם. And she clarifies herself and purifies with its power, the world. When a person does tshuva, mitoch cheshbon salur, from a clear cheshbon, of an olam baro, of understanding what the world is, so then it clarifies and purifies the world. And a person falls in love with good and does tshuva shleima. So you need both. In order to do tshuva shleima, you need a cheshbon salul. In order to do a cheshbon salul, you need tshuva shleima. Otherwise, a person's immersed in his taivas. You need to have good midos in order that you look at the world properly. One's bad midos makes him corrupts the seichel. One's corrupt seichel corrupts the midos. So you need both seichel and Midos, and Shuva Shlema through Sisley Torah. ממשיך הרב בפסקה ב' סימן טוב לתשובה מעולה קורת רוח פנימית וערת השכל בשגות עליונות בהירו בהירת הציור ואיסוס הקודש של טהרת כוח המדמה המרביש את ההבנה העליונה הכוללת את כל אורחות החיים כולם. So we spoke about you need Torah and Tshuva together. Torah Elyona, Tshuva Elyona. Higher Torah and a higher Tshuva. And therefore it's a siman tov for Tshuva Me'ula Velyona. What's a siman tov for that? What's a good sign? Korat Ruach Pnimit. Internal satisfaction. Ve'arat HaSechel and the shining of... When Rav talks about Korat Ruach, he doesn't only mean satisfaction, he's talking about one's Ruach. In the Kabbalistic sense of one's spirit. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. Ve'arat ha-sechel v'asagot al-yonot. And the clarifying in one's mind of higher perceptions. Ve'irat ha-tziur, clear illustration. Ve'ezus ha-kodesh al-tarat koach ha-medameh. The powerful strength, holy strength, of the purity of one's power of imagination. This koach ha-dimyon also becomes more pure. Seichel and his dimyon. Ha-malbish ta-havana al-yona kolelet et kol orchot ha-chaim kulam. Which encloses this higher understanding in all areas of life. The Havana al-yona, the higher understanding, which is more abstract, is helped by the Koach HaMedame, which is the power of imagination, which gives things a more concrete picture and enables one to explain it in ways that a person can understand, like the Rav writes in Orot HaKodesh in Chelek Aleph, on page 331, Al tia kala beinach et patchuto shel Koach HaMedame, vurato v'tzichtzucho, shu mekushar b'kdushato v'taharato. We actually had numerous shiurim on this in our Mishle shiurim, which is saying exactly what the Rav here says. Listening on the Arizal. It shouldn't be light in your eyes, the development of the Koach HaMedame, its power, which is connected in its Kedush and its Tara. It has purity, it has holiness. Because it is the seat from which the light of wisdom and the higher life dwell upon. In other words, the capacity to take more abstract ideas and bring them into the realm of more concrete, more worldly. So the light of Chachma is sitting on the seat of the Koach HaMedame. So that's part of this Tshuva Elyona. Tshuva Shleima is the having this proper Koach HaMedame, which helps. Kishavim b'tshuva shleima efshar achakach lashom machshavot arukot v'chol zman shatshuva hi mufukpeket hamachshavot haruchaniyot inan rak b'geder ratzov v'shov v'erot ktanot u'mufsakot. Tshuva is an internal mahalach that has a hashpoah on a person's machshava. And therefore, when a person does Tshuva Shleima, afterwards, he can think long thoughts, machshavot arukot, go from topic to topic, in a deeper way, higher than high. And if tshuva is mifukpeket, if it's doubtful, if it's unstable, so memeila the machshavot aruchaniyot, these machshavos ruchnios are not long, they're just short and broken off, and they're together with sov v'shov. Ve'erot ktanot u'mufsakot, ha'ara here, ha'ara there. Think of this, and then you get stuck, and then you think of that, and you get stuck with that, and things don't seem to connect, all the pieces don't fit into the puzzle. When a person shoves b'tshuva shleima, then everything comes together, and you can think the machshavot arukot. Continues the Rav, mish zocheh l'tshuva me'ava, זוכה לעולם ארוך ומחשבותיו נעשות ארוכות ומלאות עניינים נעלים. פרסן זוכה לתשובה מאהבה. And because he wants schar, because he loves God. Zochen olam haba hazeh, the taste mein olam haba, because he's touching eternity. And his thoughts, nasot arukot, connect to eternity. Mle'ot inyanim na'alim, filled with elevated ideas. Olam haba is the olam shekulo aroich, like it says in the Gemara. So that's when a person does tshuva shleima, he connects to that world. Mshich harav kochet hu monea et yishuv adat hanidrash la'arat razei olam. Hatshuva hi potachat p'tchei bina v'em shibar yedei ha'bina. Sin causes confusion, causes anguish, causes sadness, causes fear. As Rav spoke about chet, Perek Chet, Piskayut Gimel, and other places. So Memela Kol Chotu Moneata Yishuv Hadat and Adrash Larat Vazelam. Every sin prevents the Yishuv Hadas, the proper settling of the mind that's required for the enlightenment of the secrets of the world. When a person sins, it's hard, you know, it's possible to learn Torah. But it's impossible for him to be Yosek and Sisrei Torah. But he doesn't have the Yishuv Hadas for that. And therefore, Tshuva Potachat Petchei Bina. It opens up openings of understanding, just like it comes through Bina. Shem Shiva Yidei HaBina, just like it comes through understanding. Like we see in the Gemara, that Havana brings to Tshuva. Levavo Yavin, first understanding, and then Vishava Rafalo, and then Tshuva. That's why we have Melamed Lenosh Bina Tachainen, and then in the Brach of Tshuva, the rights of the Tshuva. So a person needs Bina to get to Tshuva, and then when he does Tshuva, the openings of Bina open up wider. And he can understand deeper, and he can get to the Razei Olam, the secrets of the world. Well, Baruch Hashem, we've been learning a few passages from the Holy Orot HaTshuva and Mitzvah Hashem. We'll be zecha to continue. And this year should usually say it at the outset, but I forgot at the outset. So all the learning that we did should be a schuz for Avi Mori and Ini Marasi, and a schuz Moshe Rav Peshtin Raisa and Moshe Mordechai, and Yochevet Fega Bas Michal Yudis Basia, and Chai Chana Bas Oron Adel, was for Torah Bas Tilo Vida, Yosef Ayal Bin Liv Kachava, Miriam Brian Lomaz Golda, Moshe Meir Ben Avram Simcha, Lomadah Bas Chanadina, and them, and all of Kol Anil B'Malem, the Baruch Ha Hatzlacha, Chol Ma'aseh Adem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.